There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live via the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number two get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. I was putting together some stuff, and I've got a really impressive rig that I'm going to be running with the Salient Glock 34 without the light because I don't have the shroud for it. But it's going to be the G-Code sock on the belt slide, and that's just. But I can take that same holster and run it on the drop leg, or I can run it on the vest, or I can run it on the chest, or I can stick it beside my bed, or mount it to the underside of my car. That's modularity. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. The fastest growing segment of gun purchasers today are women. They are going out. In a lot of ways, I do believe that in some instances, they could be the saviors of the Second Amendment. Right now, for everybody that gets out there and says that the Republicans have a war on women, it's actually the moms demand attention to have a war on women because they want them to go about unarmed. So joining me to discuss all of these things is Beth Baca. Beth, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about not what you do professionally, just what you do gun-wise, because you do a lot of stuff gun-wise as far as shooting and everything else. You shoot everything from the little itty-bitties to the big crew. Well, not the big crew, sir, but you carry some things that I run with, so let's talk about that.
I carry everything. I mean, I'll shoot anything from a 22 up until a full auto. I got to shoot a machine gun for the first time at SHOT Show. That was pretty fun.
It's fun when it's not your ammo.
Exactly. When you're not spending $30 on, 30 seconds of that.
Yep. Is there any gun that you've ever found that you can't shoot?
No.
See, that's the thing, is that one of the problems with women before they decide to become part of the fastest growing segment of people buying guns? Do they think they can't shoot anything?
I feel, knowing from personal experience, taking my mother out to the range, she was very scared. She's the type of person, if you don't knock, before entering a room, she'll jump, the second she hears something. So taking her to the range and hearing all the loud boom and bang, she freaked out. She shot a 22, loved it. And then she shot a 9mm and tried to close her eyes to shoot it. So it's, it's iffy. They kind of get scared from that. But once they know that it's not going to hurt them, it's empowering to them. And now my mom carries a 9mm with her all the time.
That's the thing, isn't it? I have heard that, I took them out there with a 22 and a 9. They did great with a 22. And then they got the 9 and they were hesitant, apprehensive. But given a little bit of time, though, the 9mm is quickly mastered, isn't it?
Exactly. I got her used to shooting the 22, knowing that when you pull the trigger, it's going to go bang. And once she learned that with the 22, stepping up to the 9 after that, she was completely comfortable with it.
Why do you think it is? How do I want to put this? Why do you think it is that there's so many people that don't look at women and do this mathematical problem whereby, you know, I can take a lady, I can have her train with an MMA guy who's been injected with Bruce Lee's DNA, and she can train up and become and quite proficient at that, and all of that goes out the window in the face of somebody coming at her fast that outweighs her. Or she can have a gun. Why is it that that is so resisted by gun grabbers? Why would gun grabbers get out there and think that women, of all people, should be disarmed?
And that's the part that bothers me the most, is why do you want to leave them a victim? Because the way that I look at it, even if I trained 5 days a week in fighting and self-defense, the second a larger male comes at me, I have no defense unless I have the equalizer, which is my firearm. That's the only thing that's going to put me to the level of being able to defend myself against somebody that's larger than myself. So when I see these groups like Moms Demand Action or For Gun Safety or whatever Gabby Giffords' new gun group is, to me it's, they're limiting the power that women can have when it can put us at the same level as men.
Isn't that equal rights?
It is equal rights.
Well,
and I'm pro life as well. You know, I want to be able to defend my life.
Pro life takes on new meaning.
Exactly.
Now, for the women that are for the ladies that do get involved with guns, how many of them actually become aware of, politically aware? I mean, you've seen that more than I have. How often will somebody show up, doesn't know anything about it, never heard of Gabrielle Giffords, doesn't know what the Moms Demand Action is, has never heard of the Brady campaign, doesn't even know what kind of gun she's got, and then they go, you know, you see her like 2 months later, and she's got a sign on or a button on. She's an NRA member or GOA member, or you'll never take my gun. Or so how often does that happen with the ladies that are coming into the gun ownership ranks?
I think it's happening a lot more often than it's not. I mean, it's the awareness is out there. It's spreading, especially with the use of social media and these groups that are now, you know, countering what Moms Demand Action and these other groups are doing. I feel that when Moms Demand Action is out there rallying for, you know, we want to save the women and domestic violence and this and that, and they're constantly proving themselves wrong, that it's bringing awareness to our side, which is, you know, very good. Me, for example, I've always been into firearms. Ever since I was about 5, 6 years old, I started shooting with my father. And I started getting a lot involved politically about 2 years ago. And ever since, you know, anybody I see, it's something that always comes into conversation when you're at the range or, you know, talking about firearms. It's not as much a sensitive subject anymore as it used to be.
Coming up on the first break, for the stuff that you do, that you publicize, how would people find out about it? Or is there, I know that you're sort of like a kingmaker out there, but is there anything that people can find out about you that you want to put out? Let's put it that way.
I do. I mean, I'll do radio interviews. I have the social medias. I run a couple of different pages. I work with a lot of gun companies. My biggest suggestion to everybody, though, is following along what's going on in your state, your legislation, and be the voice for your community. So follow the Citizens Defense Leagues in your area, or, you know, there's a lot of great mom groups out there. For example, Million Moms Against Gun Control, that came out to counter exactly what Moms Demand Action was doing. So find a group that you fit in and have a team behind you, so that way we can fight it all together.
Never had a guest that did not publicize themselves before.
You hang on for me. Behind.
There you go. Hang on for me. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Joined by Beth Baca, who is, we're talking women and guns right now. What is the, for a woman that is going to start from point A to point B when she decides she's going to pick up a gun for self-defense, what kind of problems is she going to run into?
One of the biggest problems that I see is females, for example, going to a gun store to picking out a gun. I feel that even though we're, you know, climbing up the scale to where we're going to be, you know, the majority in the industry, however, I still feel that we're looked down upon when we walk into a store.
Right.
I feel that. I feel that the fear of knowing and accepting the fact that by carrying a firearm, potentially you may have to take somebody's life. So to me, getting over that fear and knowing that your life is more worth protecting, so is, you know, kind of stepping over the fears of that. My biggest suggestion and what I tell all of my friends that I'll get messages, I have never shot before, but I really want to. I suggest them to go to a range, one preferably that has firearms that they can rent. That way they can test out a few different types and find what fits them best and then train with that.
When they're out there going to that gun shop the first time, how many women fall prey to buying what the gun shop thinks they need versus what is actually best for them?
They don't know the actual numbers, but I can guarantee you a lot more than not.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I myself, when I was picking out my first firearm a couple years ago and wanting to get a 9mm, and I asked, you know, even now when I'm going to a gun shop, just to see what they'll say, and I do get a lot of, oh, well, you want this stopping power of the 45 or this or that. I don't care what type of gun it is. Any gun pointed at somebody's face in a defensive situation is going to scare the crap out of them. I don't care if it's a 22. If that's the only thing you can handle, get a 22.
So is it more a question of form, that they get the wrong form of a gun? Like, I know everybody wants, for some reason, it's always been, or at least it seems to be to me, that when a gun shop guy is trying to push a woman towards a gun, it's going to be a 5-shot 38 special.
It's going to be what, to me, I feel that it's whatever they're trying to get rid of their inventory, or whatever they're going to get, you know, the biggest, you know, return on the gun, or they just feel that that's what that female should be shooting. You know, they may have it in their head that this is what women should shoot, when really it's what this woman's going to be comfortable shooting with.
Now, in a self-defense setup, like a carry gun, okay, there are some guns that are created more equal than others when it comes to a carry gun. If somebody comes to you and says, Beth, I want to carry a gun for self-defense, I'm not going to be a competition shooter, although I do want to train with the gun. People that want to train with a gun, that sets a whole different set of criteria, doesn't it, than, say, somebody just wants to carry the gun and it be behind glass and they break it in the event of a fire.
Yeah.
So what do you recommend to them?
And it's really hard, and I get the question all the time of, I'm ready to buy my first gun, what should I get? And that's why I always go back to the, go out, test a few, see what fits you the best, what you can handle, and what you can maintain. Because you have some people that, oh, I want to buy the most expensive and best because that means it's never going to jam or this and that. That's not true. It's, what are you able to handle? Are you going to be able to clear that feed? You know, if there's, you know, if you have a malfunction, what are you going to do? Are you going to know how to use that gun? So, I mean, somebody that's not trained and doesn't know what they're doing, a revolver may be easiest for them. But it all depends on that individual person. There's not one thing that I could suggest. I will never suggest one type of gun for somebody because everybody's different.
What do you think about the new breed of the single stack 9mm that's coming out? It's sort of a, you know, it's the compromise on size, but you still got the caliber. Is that going to be a good carry gun for ladies? I'm thinking about getting another one of those myself. I've had the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, and I've gotten rid of it twice.
And you keep going back?
I keep going back because, you know, common sense tells me that something easier to hide is easier to carry. But then I keep getting rid of it because I keep thinking I'm giving up on capacity. that makes sense.
Yes.
You probably hang out with more instructors than I do, so you could probably counsel me on this.
I actually am the marketing director for K9's Tactical Group here in Colorado.
See?
So we do a lot of training and, you know, trying to get the awareness out there of why training is so important. And one thing our chief instructor, Robert Butler, trains is run and gun. He will never train in the box because you train in the box, you're going to die in the box.
Right.
So you got to be able to know that, you know, they'll do different tactics, you know, somebody coming up behind you and pushing you and making sure that in a scenario, you don't feel like that target's just going to sit in one spot. So, I mean, we do a lot of, you know, fun training exercises and, you know, promoting that to women, to showing it. And that's one thing I've always tried to do is try to show people, like, I can dress up and be pretty or I can be out there rolling in the dirt. You know, women can train just as hard as the men. And to be honest, I feel that women are a lot better students than the men because we don't have that ego to uphold. You know, we're there to learn.
I call that the Sonny Crockett syndrome. That's what I call it. And I agree with you about the women being a better student. As a matter of fact, I've known that for quite some time. My uncle, who used to train young ladies for Olympic precision shooting, leaned to me right before I joined the military and told me that women were better shots than I was. And that's always proven to be true as far as the fundamentals are concerned, once they get the fundamentals. But when we get back, we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to talk to you about method of carry, because lately there's been this thing where we've had two unfortunate incidents where the imaginative carry that is available to ladies has proven to be a little lethal for at least two of them. And I want to get your take on how women should carry. As far as Beth is concerned, there's no way you can get in touch with her. She would rather you become more aware of what's going on in your state and focus on that and focus on your rights and your training than worry about Beth, which I've never had that before. That's a whole brand new thing. I'm still trying to wrap my head around that one.
Spread awareness.
Perfectly okay, though. Perfectly okay. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
By now, you heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Mark Farner, you guitar impresario, you. Welcome back, coming to you live from the Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Only kind of holster I run. Talking women and guns with Beth Baca. We recently, Beth, we've seen one lady with the flashbang holster, which I thought was and still think to a certain degree is an ingenious device. And another lady with one of these pistol carrying purses that they had a very bad accident with these things. And for ladies out there, there's more considerations to how they're going to carry a gun. And there's more methods to carry a gun. So in your opinion, what's the best way for a lady to carry a gun? And then let's go from there.
I personally appendix carry. It's easiest access for me. I don't have to go digging in my shirt or digging in my purse or have the fear of, you know, trying to dig it out of my bra and accidentally, you know, what happened with that lady, unfortunately. To me personally, you know, a gun is better on you than in a safe, so if you are comfortable with carrying it, however, get trained. I mean, guns are unforgiving. As long as you have the train and the common sense to carry the firearm, I feel that no matter what way you're carrying it, you're better off than it being at home in a safe, but make sure your firearm is secure.
So you advocate for more on-body carrying?
Yes. I don't suggest the purse carry for the simple fact of you're walking, you know, through the store and somebody snatches your purse. Now they have your home address. They have keys to your home. They know all your information, and now they have a firearm.
Yeah.
I would not want to be that person knowing that somebody has a gun and access to my home.
Now, for a lady on body carry, there's women wear dresses. How should a lady wear a gun or carry a gun when she's wearing a dress?
Well, for me, for example, I wear leggings a lot. I don't have a belt. I can't necessarily put on a belt or clip a firearm to my leggings because there's it's just all elastic.
Right.
So in my situation, I have like the elastic belt that I'll carry around my waist.
Right.
For wearing a dress, I mean, they have thigh holsters, ankle holsters, or you could do possibly the, you know, you could even wear like the belt and put a jacket over. I mean, you got to be creative when it comes to being a female and carrying on body because you'll have the printing or other things. So it takes a little bit of creativity to find something that suits you and your body.
Well, see, when I think about the flatter guns that are coming out, the M&P Shield, the new Glock 43, all this other stuff, it sort of seems like that's what those are designed for, is mm-hmm. for that more form-fitted clothing. But is there, and see, some of these women's gun companies are sort of ingenious, but I haven't noticed one out there, but I wouldn't be surprised if there is one. Is there a gun company out there, a gun company, that specializes in making accessories that camouflage that you have a gun on for a lady? That, I mean, women can get away with wearing some of this stuff. Guys can't. Women can't. So has somebody come out with some sort of, you know, like scarves or something designed, belts, decorative, anything to disguise women are carrying a gun?
As of gun companies that I know,
no.
Not that I am aware of, I do know for a fact Sky Firearm is working on a couple new holster designs coming out. They were actually trying to get a flashbang type holster as well for their own line. The wife of the owner, fiance of the owner, has actually had a couple of new designs that she's kind of creating to go with their firearms, which their firearms are, you know, very female friendly.
Sky, when Beth is referring to SCCY, if you want to look at those are very, very flat pistols. They also are very, very flat. And I've thought about one of those myself. I have thought about one of those myself as something to carry. But what about, what is it, the garter holster? I've seen garter holsters for ladies wearing a dress. It just seems like such an ordeal would be had to go and draw that.
And that's how I feel about, you know, a lot of the ways women carry, you know, digging through a purse, for example. An emergency situation, you're frantic, your hands are shaking, and you're trying to find something, you know, trying to get into your car, for example. The type of car I have, I just walk up and it unlocks automatically as long as my keys are detected. A firearm same situation. You're trying to dig through something and you're frantic. It's hard to get to. Same thing with digging down your shirt. And, you know, a lot of women, when they have the firearm that close to their chest, they don't want to chamber the gun. So now they have to, you know, dig down their shirt. Then they're going to have to, you know, load their gun and then try to aim and shoot in the time that this person may already have a firearm to your head.
Right.
So to me, it's easy access and ready to go if you're carrying it. You know, one of the biggest suggestions I've always told everybody is never even attempt to draw your firearm if you're not ready to fire. Because the second you do and you have any hesitation, too late.
Yeah, we're going to get into that in the next segment. I want to talk about the way women should train in the next segment just to because we haven't covered that just yet. Is that one holster company, has that still not developed yet that takes into consideration? The thing with women versus guys is the shape of their body and the kind of clothes they wear, right? That's the whole issue behind concealing a firearm. So,
correct.
Has anybody gotten out there and said, this is what we're going to focus on and we're going to figure this out. We're going to work this out and make this to where we have something effective, easy to use, and utterly conceivable. Has anybody done that yet?
Not to my standards, no. I haven't seen it happen. I feel that, you know, people come up with all these designs and they kind of just leave it at that. And so instead of one company having multiple options for different types of women, different shapes, it hasn't been effectively done yet, no.
That, see, I know that there's somebody out there that's going to break that ice, but I haven't seen that either. And I'm curious as, because it seems like most companies that go out there and want to design something for a lady are designing a purse.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's another purse, and then I guess to a certain degree they're fine. But like you said, somebody snatches your purse, they've got your address and the gun.
Exactly.
So you've just given them the break-in on me kit.
Exactly.
Nobody
wants that. You know, that's why I love my elastic band, is because I can wear it multiple ways. And that's what fits me personally the best with the type of clothes I wear in my body. But everybody's different. So what may work for me is not going to work for the next person. And that's what these companies need to understand, is that we're all different. You know, we're all individuals. We have different design tastes. And it's having that multiple options and focusing on the women, because we are coming up to dominate.
I have noticed that with those elastic bands you're talking about, you're referring to the belly band, right?
Correct.
Which can be positioned anywhere on your torso.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed a lot of people that used to wear historically like fanny packs or something like that as their gun concealment option. They're going to the belly band because it just, with the right gun, these things are very minimalist. They don't really extend that far away from your body and everything. And especially for exercising, these seem to be the way people, men and women, are going.
Yep. I could take it on, you know, jogs in the morning. I can wear it with my leggings and put, you know, a flowy shirt on top. And you can't see anything.
Gotcha. We'll be right back one last time with Beth Baca, Women and Guns, on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. Go check out the Scorpion line. This will be one of these things where it'll make you go, Talking to Beth Baca about women and guns. Now, when a woman, a new lady coming to the firing line to learn how to run a gun in self-defense, this is going to follow a series of steps, isn't it? Because they have to familiarize themselves with the weapon, but for advanced training for a lady, it's a little different, isn't it?
It is, but I try to make it not. I've had this discussion numerous times where an all-female class, I want to be able to train just like the men train, but there is a sense of getting comfortable as a female, because there's, you know, some people that just don't want to get down and train on the ground or do certain things. So I think it's more of a mental getting over that hump.
But once they get over the hump, I mean, as far as for the instructor, this would have to be challenging, because in a hand-to-hand combat situation, there's an old axiom that they all fights end up on the ground in grappling.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, I would think that a lot of attacks, criminal attacks, begin with some form of grappling where you have to create space in order to bring your weapon to bear. That is the challenge with a lady, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, again, when it comes to the females and how much power they have without that firearm to get that space. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that we have to compensate as women to even make that happen.
Well, I mean, the compensation is extreme, isn't it? I mean, for a guy who has the advantage of size, as an example, it's not going to be that much of a chore for me to, for example, create space as it is for a lady. So to train a lady, and for that lady, you know, the instructor, whoever that is, has got to be very, very good, don't they?
Definitely. And that's why I always say, you know, when you're going to actually pay for training, make sure this trainer is actually worthy. I mean, are you going to be able to walk away with the tools to potentially save your life one day? Or are they just teaching you how to shoot a gun to give you your, you know, concealed carry permit or, you know, your basic instruction? Are you going to be able to walk away with the fundamentals to know and be confident that you are able to save your life one day if it arises?
One of the things that I, it concerns me politically when I'm thinking about this, because I think this is a big distraction as to what should be going on with ladies trying to get guns. Because ladies trying to get guns should be able to learn the technique and they should be able to learn the other thing. And while they're doing this, while they're going through all of this, you've got a group of people out there that for some reason think that it is morally superior for a woman to be dead in an alley than it is for a woman to be explaining to a cop why she shot this guy four times.
Exactly. You know, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
In the legal self-defense part of it, I know, what is it? It's 200,000 times a year that women defend themselves with a gun against a sexual assault. Just a sexual assault, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How often do women actually get arraigned? Do you know? Is there any data on that that actually get brought up on a murder charge for actually getting out there and being effective in self-defense? Or do they actually get the pass they, in some cases, maybe should be getting if it's a domestic abuser or something like that?
Yeah, and I'm sure as long as the facts are there. I mean, you look at, for example, Jodi Arias. You know, she tried to claim self-defense. Sorry, not happening. We're not fighting that one. So, I mean, it all depends on the given scenario. I mean, if you're going out and looking to get somebody to attack you just so you can shoot, I mean, it's obvious. But, I mean, in a lot of situations, I've seen the charges drop because your life is a right of self-preservation. You have that right. You have the Second Amendment right. I mean, you have every right to defend yourself. But, I mean, there are certain states that, you know, where they don't have the stand your ground. And, well, you should have ran, and they don't. You know, and there's going to be situations where, you know, they ended up shooting somebody and it not being the right thing to do. Legally in their state. So there's going to be situations that, unfortunately, they will see charges, not a murder charge, but they will see some sort of charges. But for the majority, if you're in a situation that you need to defend yourself, defend yourself. Shoot now, questions later.
This whole push right now that's on for campus carry, that's being driven by women carrying a gun, isn't it?
I'm sure it is.
Well, I mean, I know
a group, Arizona Citizens Defense League, that they've been trying to get that passed out in Arizona.
Well, it's going to pass in certain places, and that's the thing with concealed carry of any kind. Anytime it passes in one place, it will spread, won't it? And mm-hmm. Especially when you got women leading the charge. Now, I have yet to see. And I'm waiting, and I'll get behind her as soon as she crops up. I'm waiting to see the first just crazed female Second Amendment activist that gets out there and is actually making the rounds and doing the pushback, because, you know, people are pushing back against the Moms Demand Action right now, mainly look like me. I know there's the other group that you referenced that are pushing back against the Moms Demand Action. I know they got people talking, but they're not as prevalent yet as that vacuous Shannon Watts who gets all kinds of camera time.
Well, that's Shannon Watts. She's got all the money. You know, when you look at our side, a lot of it is grassroots. So there's not as much pushback. You know, last year at NRA, we went out there, and I was actually part of Million Moms Against Gun Control at that time. And we went to see Dana Loesch. And Dana Loesch had just tried to interview Shannon Watts, and that's when Shannon Watts, the security guard, pushed her out of the way, and she saw that he was carrying a firearm. And immediately right after, she comes running to us and did an interview right there on the NRA floor. And, you know, we talked about that, and she thanked us for being the moms and being the voice for the other side, because Shannon Watts claims to be the voice of all moms. She's not. There's a lot of us out there that, you know, I do. I attend a lot of rallies. I do, you know, radio like this today, appearances, news appearances. But I also try to promote to women of getting trained and familiarizing yourself with the laws in your state. So that way when something changes or you don't make an ultimate mistake and, you know, conceal carry into somewhere that you're not allowed to and then face a charge. I try to empower women to knowing that their life is worth protecting, and that's something I've always tried to do, is to promote your rights and promote your safety.
We're about to run out of time. Before we do, we will do this again. You're going to the NRA convention, and I'd like to have you back to talk about that when that's all concluded. Since there's nowhere for anybody to go to reference that, your job when you get there is to come back and be able to tell me how many ladies showed up and how many ladies are getting ready to take point on the ever growing fight for our rights.
Definitely. And if you would like to follow along, I do have my Facebook page under Pistol Annie and also Second Right.
Now you give it to me. We'll definitely have to push that out. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
You as well. You will hear from her again, ladies and gentlemen. She's got it together. Tomorrow, we're going to be joined by Eric Utrecht, the Trek. He's coming back. We're going to talk about training in gunfighting against multiple opponents. Anybody that can do that can handle themselves in a lot of ways. This kind of training, I think, sort of is the training of the future. I don't know. We'll find out from a trainer tomorrow. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control on a Monday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.